This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4056, for Monday, the 19th of February, 2024. Today's show is entitled, Helping with Back Pain. It is hosted by Kevi, and is about 9 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, my experience using the CopperFit Advanced Back.
Hello, hello, this is Kevi, and welcome to another episode of HPR. Now, the topic I want to talk about today is one that's not entirely techie or geeky in itself, but it is probably one that affects an awful lot of people who actually spend quite a bit of time on the computer. And the issue actually is back pain. And I've had it for quite a number of years. I've been through a variety of different physios and physio exercises, but when it generally gets bad, I've not found anything that's actually worked. In the UK, we don't have half as much of the medical accessories, etc., and certainly not advertised as they have on the television in the USA. And I'm a big fan of both types of the American football. What I mean is college and the professional. I will actually watch likes of Canadian and the Arena League if we can get it. It's very difficult to get in the UK. Essentially, I watch quite a lot of that. And for that, I have to watch the US TV for that. Now, one of the things that they constantly advertise is the brand CopperFit. And after seeing it quite a few times, I thought, I'm going to give this a try. So I bought the CopperFit Back Pro. So CopperFit Back Pro compression and support. Now, I just thought, I'm going to have this, just try this out. If it's a disaster, fine. They're not overly expensive. I think at the time I paid about £25 for it. At that price, I didn't really care if it didn't work, but I thought I want to at least try it. Now, just to give you a bit of an idea over the style of pain I get it in the lower back and usually off to the sides, not the center down the spine, but usually off to the side, specifically the right-hand side, actually. I get it whenever I sit down for any length of time at all. So it could be sitting down watching the telly, it could be at the computer, or it could even be something like on a long train journey, bus journey, plane journey, anything like that. If I'm seated for any length of time, more than let's say 15, 20 minutes, I get back pain. So I thought I'm going to give this a try. They didn't have any stock of the size that would have fitted me. So I was, according to their own website, should have been a medium L, and because I'm a waist 34 to 36. And the L to XL was waist 39 to 50. So that's actually quite a bit up. So I just thought, well, I'm going to give it a try. Even if it doesn't work, I'm just going to go for it. So I went for the L XL size, and thankfully, this is, when it arrived, it's got a big area of Velcro which attaches. And I don't actually think, to be honest, I'm, like I said, in my size 34 to 36, depending on the brand. I think if I was any smaller, a waist, this wouldn't fit. But the Velcro seems to go just quite nicely onto the end. So now, when you're sitting with it, it's not uncomfortable at all. I mean, it's not noticeable. You can feel a difference. But I'm just checking on my purchase. So at the time of recording, this is the 23rd of January, and I purchased this on the 19th of November, 2023. So a little over 2 full months I've been wearing it. To give you an idea of what I have tried this, I have tried this sitting using the computer for quite a long length of time. I've tried it sitting, watching the telly, but I also tried it when I was away at Christmas time and when I drove over to the mainland and drove from the majority of the length of Scotland in one go. And what amazed me was there was absolutely no back pain after doing it. It was utterly fantastic. I really wish, I'd been seeing this advertised for quite a few years. I wish I'd have tried this sooner. It may not work for everybody. It's not going to work for different things, but whatever it's done, it's basically done what a number of years of physio couldn't. So for that, I am definitely going to get it approved. It gets my seal of approval. Like I said, I paid £25 for it. You may have to pay more, you have to pay less. I think I got it on eBay. I would highly recommend it to anybody who is suffering, like I said, from back pain. Give this a try. Dead easy to fit. It's just simply a Velcro. Don't worry about the Velcro popping off. It doesn't. I can actually pull this thing really tight and to the point where I'm more breathing in. And even then, when it's kind of uncomfortable, if I sit down with it and breathe out, it still does not pop out. I do have to kind of change because it does actually offer very good support because at that point it's actually too tight. But just to show you that it doesn't just pop off. So, as I said, that is the CopperFit Back Pro. Now, those of you who recognize my voice know that I'm on Tux Jam. And as is usual, the Tux Jam podcast is a mix of Creative Commons music and open source software. So I'm going to sign out with a tune from, got this from Jamendo. It's an old tune. It's by the band Black Pepper. And their one and only album, Frozen Turtle, was released way back. I believe it's in 2010. So the track I'm going to sign off with is Triple Path. Now, if you like this, if you enjoyed Hacker Public Radio, please do continue to contribute. Doesn't have to be anything professional. As you've heard today, it certainly doesn't have to be anything geeky. Just record it. Record it on your phone. Record it on anything. You get even just a simple, most computers come with a microphone, a simple bit of sound editing. Send it off as a FLAC, and pretty much they'll do the rest. Until next time, this is Kevy signing off. Enjoy the track.
listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.